There's been a lot of back and forth when it comes to Fed rhetoric, though for the most part, that rhetoric has been hawkish. Fed Bullard was the latest hawk to flex his views after invoking the Taylor rule, saying rates in the U.S. belong somewhere between 5 and 7%. Meanwhile, the latest weekly jobless claims numbers out of the U.S. are still showing the jobs market looking healthy. And so the hawkish commentary sounds all the more justified, which has opened some renewed selling of stocks and demand for the U.S. dollar into the end of the week. Over in the euro area, eurozone inflation wasn't as hot as many expected the other day, leaving the euro a little more exposed. And in the U.K., the budget balance was quite grim, which had some downside influence on the pound. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from UK retail sales, an ECB Lagarde speech, Canada producer prices, US existing home sales, and some Fed speak. That's all for now.